Today on Press TV, from achieving nuclear technology. Ayatollah Khamenei says if given an inch, arrogant powers will soon start attempts to obstruct Iran's progress in other areas, such as nanotechnology and biotechnology. Yemen's Ansarullah movement and their allies are set to send a delegation to the delayed UN-backed peace talks in Kuwait. Ansarullah representative Saleh al-Samad says they made the decision after receiving assurances from UN envoy for Yemen, Ismail Olad Sheikh Ahmed, over respecting the ongoing ceasefire. Israeli troops have clashed with Palestinians in Ghalandia refugee camp in the occupied West Bank. The clashes erupted after troops demolished a house belonging to a Palestinian man who was accused of attacking an Israeli settler. At least 8 Palestinians were injured in the violence. The head of the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization calls on Israel to respect the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem Al-Quds. UNESCO chief Irina Bokova says Jerusalem Al-Quds is a holy land for 3 monotheistic religions and nothing should threaten its integrity and authenticity. Bahraini people have held an anti-government protest in the northern village of Abu Saiba. The protesters chanted slogans against the Al-Khalifa's crackdown on activists. They also demanded all political prisoners be released immediately. The demonstrators pledged that they will continue their protests until their demands are met. U.S. presidential hopeful Donald Trump has defeated his Republican rivals John Kasich and Ted Cruz in the New York primary election. On the Democratic side, frontrunner Hillary Clinton has also managed to beat Bernie Sanders. The final winners will compete in the presidential election in November. Supporters of Brazil's embattled President Dilma Rousseff have staged a rally in front of the presidential palace in Brasilia to denounce an impeachment motion against her. The demonstrators called the move a coup against Rousseff. Brazil's lower house of parliament approved a motion that paves the way for her impeachment. And thousands of people have taken to streets of the Argentinian capital to protest over massive layoffs and price hikes in the country. The protesters marched towards the Labour Ministry in downtown Buenos Aires. They demanded wage raise and improved working conditions. Several worker unions were also present at the march. Those were the latest here on Press TV.